Violinist Anna Sophia Mutter is joining the Baltimore Symphony for performances of the Beethoven Violin Concerto. Before we talk about the Beethoven, can you tell me a bit about your fabulous instrument?
This is a Strad from the Golden Period, and the Golden Period in Strad's life started at 1703, and so the Lord Dunraven, that's the name of my instrument, was made in 1710. It came to me from the U.S., from a violin dealer from Chicago, Beinen Fushi. He flew into Switzerland. That is almost 35 years ago. And there was, you know, a selection of Strads he had with him, and also Del Jesus. And I remember I opened the case of that particular violin and I looked at it and I thought, that does not look bad. Anyhow, I took the instrument up, the violin, and played on it, and it was crystal clear that this would have to be my voice. And I'm happy as words can describe it, to have such a wonderful instrument which has inspired me greatly. It's not that a Strad is necessarily easy to play. Maybe it is a little bit like a race car. You really need to know what you need to do. It's clearly not as dangerous as a race car. It doesn't drive itself. It doesn't play itself. And there are difficult days when it's hot and humid. And there are days when everything seems to be possible on this instrument. But it certainly is absolutely limitless. And that has contributed greatly to my sound development, the expressivity of my playing, the non-vibrato possibilities which this instrument possesses, because you have to understand, once you play non-vibrato on an instrument, it is really only the instrument speaking. And I love to facilitate that for the Strad, that she from time to time can just sing on her own without me interfering very much.
So let's talk about the Beethoven Violin Concerto. He's not a violinist. It's his only violin concerto, and yet he achieves something extraordinary.
We do know that Beethoven also played the viola, and he was a reasonable string player, but of course he was at heart a pianist. And so much of this violin concerto, which belongs to the middle phase of Beethoven, so it's not the late Beethoven, although you would think it, because it's such a highly philosophical piece, but it is clearly, from a technical viewpoint, it's clearly written for the piano. But let's not talk about the technical issues, because above everything, the beauty of this concerto is that it is a very close collaboration between the orchestra and the solo violin. Much of its melodic content also is presented by the orchestra when the violin is kind of wrapping herself around it. And it really is a piece which showcases the beauty of a sound quality, the ability to bring out these long-spun musical ideas very close to what the German language consists of. And it's just wonderful to play the piece here in Baltimore with an orchestra which is really wonderfully refined in tonal quality, but it also brings the exuberant virtuosity to, let's say, the third movement, which is needed to counterbalance the more serene legato.
Dance.
Yeah, it's a very rustic dance. You can also play it elegant, so we do vary actually the rondo in its appearance. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have these incredible Fritz Kreisler cadenzas who are extremely virtuosic and I think balance once again a piece which otherwise is almost otherworldly beautiful.
Violinist Anne Sophie Mutter will be performing Beethoven's Violin Concerto with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra this weekend, Thursday and Saturday at Strathmore, Friday and Sunday at the Meyerhof. If you'd like more information, bsomusic.org.